Kildare Today with Hannah Kelly.
With Whitewater Shopping Centre Newbridge, celebrating 20 years of fashion, food, film and fun. With style, with pleasure, with you.
We're now moving over to the Selbridge Leixlip Municipal District, where Fianna Fáil councillor David Trost joins me on the line now to go through motions and questions raised at the latest MD meeting. David, good morning. Thanks for taking our call.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
So looking at those questions and motions you raised to the council, and I think your first one is quite topical for at the minute. It's in regards to the sequencing of lights on the Agards Road and the Shackleton Road in Selbridge. We know there are those roadworks being carried out by Ishka Éireann on that road, but there, we've gotten so many texts in about the traffic management and how it's really difficult to get around at the moment. And you've raised the question here about those sequencing of the lights and saying that people have been severely impacted due to them, especially during peak periods.
Yes, and the response I received back was that they are going to review the sequencing. I suppose the good news is that the work is progressing well. But of course, there is disruption inevitably. When they're manned, there is no problem. But especially at weekends, when the lights are on automatic, there does need to be changes made because it creates backlogs at times when, of course, there's no roadworks happening. So it's very important that that sequencing is monitored on an ongoing basis.
And in terms of the, I suppose, the situation currently in Selbridge, KFM visited there a few weeks ago, kind of before the other roadworks were taking place on the Hazel Hatch Road. We have been getting in messages in the past week or so just saying that traffic in Selbridge has just gotten 10 times worse and traffic already there was quite bad. What is the overall feeling amongst residents and councillors?
I mean, there is a frustration there, but the roadworks on the Hazel Hatch side will be finished within about 4 weeks. So that will create some relief. In addition, there were roadworks on the Dublin Lucan Road, which was unfortunate from a timing point of view as well. Now, they're almost complete. So, you know, I think things will improve. But certainly for the next couple of months on the Maynooth Road side especially, those roadworks will continue and it will be problematic. We're probably just lucky at this stage that the schools will be closing shortly, which will take a little bit of the pressure off. But it's inevitable that there's still going to be disruption.
Then moving on to your next question, David, to the council. It's in relation to the usage of the parochial house there in Selbridge as the legal conveyancing nears conclusion. Were the council able to confirm anything about it?
Yes, so this is a good news story, although it's a long time coming, in that that has been concluded now in terms of the acquisition of the land and buildings. So the next step, and I'm pressing for this to happen, and it looks as if come July funding will be, it's been applied for, let's hope it's received, to commence a feasibility study in relation to what the future holds now that the site has been acquired. And that will include, consultation with the public. So I'm hopeful that that will start soon. And that we can then move forward to start to arrange for specific plans for that very important area in the main street.
Mm-hmm. And hopefully we'll let listeners know when that public consultation is made available. David, you've also asked for more communication to all groups supported by the local property tax and other grants, and you'd like a centralised communication process to cover the likes of social media, radio, local newspapers, essentially to better inform the public on all of the supports being provided and the events being held. What was the council's response to this? And actually, what was the reason actually for putting it to the council?
Well, first of all, I think there has been a problem with communication in the past. Partly the reason for that is that many groups who avail of grants, and it's not just LPT grants, they can change committees regularly, and often the information that is lost as people leave the committees. So I felt that we were, whilst we have a good story to tell in terms of the amount of funding available from all of these different grants, that a lot of the people do not know about them. And I got a response back which was very positive, and I think there's a recognition there that whilst we have a good news story to tell, not many people hear it. So I'm hoping that there will be significant improvements on communication going forward, because it's a very important for all of the groups involved to fully participate where there is funding available. And, you know, if they don't get the funding, a lot of things which maybe they were thinking of planning on doing just don't happen. Mm-hmm. So I'm hoping there'll be a significant improvement on communication going forward. It's not a criticism of the council. Things have changed communication-wise over recent years. So I think we need to get this good story out.
Mm-hmm. And very lastly, David, your final question to the council was asking them to confirm if dog wardens have a specific schedule of when they visit the Selbridge Ard Clock area, or is it based on direct complaints from residents? It's a good question to ask, because as I understand it, we reported back in August of 2025 that there are now three dog wardens allocated for Kildare. And a lot of times people are saying we don't actually really see them a lot, or they don't even know that we have dog wardens. So were you able to get an answer from Kildare County Council?
Yes, again, a positive response. And you're correct, there are three wardens at this stage. But visibility has been an issue, and that's why I raised it in the first place. People are concerned about, you know, loose dogs, stray dogs, and dog fouling in public areas. So it's very important that visibility is stepped up, and that enforcement is applied also. Now, by coincidence, and maybe it is only coincidence, I did receive notification that the dog wardens were in Selbridge very recently, last week, checking on licences. So I think it's a positive step. I'm a dog owner myself. I think it's very important that licences are applied for, and that behaviour of dogs is controlled by their owners. This is a small way of trying to make sure that that happens.
Absolutely. David, thank you so much for joining us on the show this morning.